What's up, everybody? Welcome back to my podcast. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be back. Maybe it's been a long time because I've been slacking for like a couple months. Anyways, but y'all know that I love Petra and I love her. Y'all know I love having her on a podcast and having her on videos and everything like that. But before we get into this podcast, first of all, I wanted to let you guys know a few things that is going to be happening on my channel for the next couple weeks or a couple months or whatever. So now, since we are in the month of June, I am trying to step up my YouTube and try to make more content and make more up on a few things for you guys. And, you know, a few things happened since I've been off the internet for like a couple days, not even, but TikTok had let you guys buy stuff off the TikTok shop, so you can buy anything like a diffuser, iPhone cases, but we'll get more into that at the end of this podcast. First of all, let's go ahead and get right into it, and let's talk to Perpetua. What's going on, Perpetua? How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm craving for McDonald's.
Literally, I had McDonald's today.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of sad, because I said I was going to go get snacks, but I ended up going to McDonald's because McDonald's was like literally right there in front of my house. So I was like, ooh.
Yeah, like I'm literally looking at McDonald's right now.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all, I'm like on a protein diet, y'all.
So what's been going on with you before we get into this podcast? What's up?
Oh, wow. It's just been a lot for me, which vlogs will be coming out very soon explaining where I have been.
Yeah,
and it's just not, I'm not saying the official date, but I will explain, because it's been a big journey for me. For it's been, I don't know how to explain it, but
yeah,
it's been a lot. But other than that, I mean, I've just been focusing on school, being a CEO, you know, that's your love company. Running a company is not easy, especially, you know, having customers, making products while being in school, knowing, okay, you know, this is when I need to make products. This is when I need to not make products. You know, what fragrances do people like? Do I need to restock my budget? It's just, yeah. So, you know, part of where I've been is my business. Just, I've just been focusing on my business.
Right.
You know.
100%.
Focusing on school and focusing on God, because God is a priority, y'all. I came back from church like half an hour ago. Uh-huh. And sure, God is a priority. But, you know, just really, to be honest, just really that. So just part of where I've been is just school, God, work, doing my work.
Yeah.
And those that know that I like to because I've actually had half fans be like, oh my gosh, I saw you at your public here before. That was so scary. You know, I was your cashier. Go ahead. And when they text me, and I was like, wow.
I only had that a couple times when I'm not even looking like my best self, and I was at the mall one time. No, because I remember I was on the phone with Perpetual Love and everything, and I was at the mall, and a girl had ran up to me and was just like, oh my god, hi! And I was like, in my head, I was like, I don't know you.
Like, that's like literally, like, I'd be like, oh, like, okay, like, why you gotta see me when I'm looking in a mess? Like, you know, you see me when I'm looking beautiful,
right? But y'all, today I wanted to, first of all, I wanted to let you guys know that
we're getting married.
Oh, period. I love that part.
Oh, wow. And you didn't even say anything. You just kept quiet. Wow.
No, I didn't.
Y'all, he's confessing that our love is not important to him, y'all. Wow. Professor Love is hurt. I said we're getting married, and Jay's laws is just quiet, y'all. What do y'all got to say to that?
Everybody comment something. I plan on making a video about this, too. But also, before I even say anything about that, y'all, I decided that I am making another YouTube channel. Not making another YouTube channel per se, but I'm making, turning my other channel, my conspiracy channel, into basically a documentary series. So I plan on making documentaries and like stories and
we can make popcorn chicken on there.
I plan on making real life stories about like people's lives and like real like adventurous things like that. So I'm so excited to really get into it. And I told you guys I was so excited to get on a podcast with Perpetua because I've been ready to get on a podcast with Perpetua for a hot minute now. But yeah, so a few things that I wanted to talk about is if you guys didn't know, yes, I have graduated. I graduated.
Class of 2023.
I graduated May 22nd at 7 o'clock at night. Literally, we got done at like 9-10 o'clock at night.
I know you must have been drained because you had to be there early.
Oh yeah, we had to leave super early, but we got, and it was crazy because I thought I was gonna be late, but we got there like on time. And it wasn't that packed because there was not a lot of people there. Like, all the graduates didn't even get there. So,
it was your school is nice. Do you want to know our rules for my school? People that know where I go to school will admit. For those that don't know. Just don't try to find Perpetua. Just don't be coming to my school to find me. Anyways, but yeah, your school is really nice. Our school was so strict. So the rules in our school was that you had to be there when they told you to be there. So if, let's say, for example, they told y'all to be there at 3 at the dot, and all the students were not there at 3 at the dot, the students that were not there at 3 at the dot basically would not be walking across the stage.
Right, yeah. I mean,
and get their diploma and stuff. That's just kind of too strict because you're going to think about it. Like, we're like graduating. We have things, you know, family still coming in. We still got to give out tickets, you know, because not everyone was there the night before to receive their ticket. So I feel like they're kind of too strict with that. I feel like they should just be like, okay, students, at least be here 30 minutes before graduation starts.
Yeah.
Rather than if you're not there at a specific time, you're not going to be able to walk across the stage. That's like when my school, like, they told us what to wear. You cannot, like, you know, like my friend, for example, her grandma made custom made shoes for her that had her name on them. She literally could not wear them on. She could not wear on anything. Guys had to dress professional. They had to wear on ties and all that. Like, yeah. I just feel like the rules is strict. You should let a person dress the way they want to dress for graduation because that is a memory they're not going to forget.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, you did it. You got the diploma. 13 years is done with. Now you're moving on to the next phase. That's what I told all my friends that graduated. This is one tiny part of you guys' phase of your life. Now you guys are moving to the next one. And there's still going to be more and more and more. Yeah. That was just a chunk of y'all's phase. And that was just 13 years of it. Y'all still have years because we know y'all not dying unless y'all want to die.
Right.
So, you know, you have 4 years.
I feel like as though with like the podcast and everything like that, before I really, and I keep saying before I really, because I'm trying to hold my podcast topic, my main really topic I really want to get into. First of all, I really want to say that I, rest in peace to all the people that lost their lives at the graduation, especially the ones that were in our school.
Wait, it was in your school?
The guys that, there was people, Will Hammond, Mateo, and they're tight. I can't pronounce his name, but they, all had passed. And then there was another school called Huguenot that had got shot up at a graduation. And this was very recent. This was very recent. And I wanted to give out my dearest condolences to all of the people on there. And I do, you know, even though I don't know half of the people there or know anybody that go to Huguenot, I just want to say that you guys are loved. And that was something that should have been a celebration and a memory instead of something that was turned into tragedy.
So I heard about it, but I had no clue your school was involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, did they shut down your graduation early because of it? Like,
no, so grew? No, like, this, no,
I'm so
this,
because I heard about the shootout, but I didn't really,
yeah, no, watch my school,
to hear more info about how it happened and stuff and what they did.
Yeah, no. So the other school, Huguenot, is a different school from me.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that passed away is the ones that it was like no shooting at my school. There was no shooting. They just like the two guys that passed died of a car crash, and Mateo died of suicide. And everything like that. So, and it's kind of sad because things of like that, and that's why I kind of wanted to get it more to my documentary series and started talking about life and talking about people's mental health. Because I guess talking on a podcast kind of helps a little bit. It especially calms your anxiety down just a tad bit. So it's very relaxing. So I guess talking out loud with your thoughts and just really grasping the feelings.
That's just,
yeah.
So they just came to the graduation and shot it up, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there's no justification for why they did what they did.
They are still investigating that. But they have him. They got the guy already.
That's good, but and tell me if I'm the only one that feels like this. When I hear things like this, I questioned the person, what was your process of thinking? Like, what made you decide to go to a graduation where, I don't know how old the person is, where it is people there, people are celebrating their sons, their daughters, their grand, their great-great-great-great-great, you know, grandchildren. What makes you think that I'm going to just pull up to a graduation and I'm going to pow the place up? Like, there had to be something going through that man's mind or girl's mind. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Because you just don't out of nowhere decide I'm going to do something like that. I mean, from everything that I've heard, from the thing that happened in Florida, you know, Texas, and all these, like, the 16-year-old going to an elementary school, he had his reason. Like, there's always a reason why they do it, you know? So I just feel like people like that, you know, they do it either because of they just initially want to do it, or they're not feeling loved, or something's going on. But what I will say for people like that, and, you know, maybe, you know, anyone is going through that same process, I'm just going to say that's not the best option because of, you know, one, this is other people's lives you're risking. And the way I think about it is, I put everyone in my shoes. So I think, well, what if this was me that has happened to? What if, you know, it was a whole 360? What would I have done? You know, so if the way I think about it, if you wouldn't want it to happen to your family, you don't do it to another person's family. If you don't, if you wouldn't want to have it to happen to your child, don't do it to another person's child. Because one, the way I think about it, God sees everything you do on this earth. God sees everything you do in this world. And God sees, and if God sees you're doing something bad to another person's child, just, you might think, oh yeah, it's never going to come to my child. How are you going to sit there and predict? You know, so just think about your surroundings. Think about people. Think about that person you're going to shoot up or shoot up the school or whatever. Think about their parents. How are their parents going to feel? I probably think the people that are mourning their children right now from that shoot up at that graduation are hurt. Because that was the day they went to go see their child after 13 years of them raising them to go to high school every day. Now, because of you or your problems, you just came and was like, oh yeah, I'm a mess up their life. And it's a very sad thing. And I, anytime I hear about things like this, I cry because I just feel like, wow, like I would never want that to happen to me. I would never want that to happen to my child. So shout out to those people, and may their souls rest in peace. And I pray they made heaven. And I am just praying, and I just want to let that family, those families know that God is watching upon you, your child, even though he or she was not supposed to die early, but they're looking upon you. They're being there for you. They're being there for their little brothers and sisters, if they have brothers and sisters. If they don't, they're looking up upon the family. And, you know, you are loved by God, and they just know that God's going to give you that protection, that love, that side that you're missing. He will fill it up. He may give you another, those people, another children. He might not, but just, I hope those people know that he's gonna help you fill them up. And I just wanna say, may their souls rest in peace, and know that God's with you. Sorry for taking all the time, Jay's Walls.
No, you're totally
fine. I had to say
we are going to take a quick break to remember all the people that lost their lives. And we will be right back. Y'all, I feel so excited to really get more into this. So a few things that I wanted to get into my main topic, because y'all was like, what's going on? What Jay about to talk about? What is Jay talking about? What's Jay talking about? Y'all, okay, so what I really wanted to talk about, y'all, is just really getting more, very more spiritual, and really trying to adapt and get into, I guess, trying to talk to more people, especially collaborating, and that's a, you know, perpetual wants to, but I've been wanting to collaborate with a lot of other content creators, especially just like, and you know, like, and perpetual can tell you literally right now that I am a a major, major person that likes to help a lot of people, especially like if you're just a beginner on YouTube and like, oh, you need help or you want to learn how to do it, and then like you grow and then it just goes from there. I had so many plenty of people like that. A word of advice from me is stay true to yourself. Always, 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 always. One thing I can tell you that I will keep for me forever is what my principal always said, was to always be kind to people no matter what circumstances that it may bring you, whatever it is, because this world is full of rude, nasty people. And you can have good comments, you can have bad comments. I remember just not doing exactly this. YouTube wasn't at first my main go-to thing at first, but I can tell y'all, especially seeing everybody watching my videos or Perpetua, you know, supports me. Everybody supports me, so I appreciate everybody that does support me. And I have a major, major, major support system. And I am so, so, so excited to announce that I am not going to tell y'all exactly what day, but I plan on making a trip, and a few things might change around my channel for a little while. So
he's making a trip to Nigeria, y'all. I'm just joking.
Hey, oh, no, I'm like,
I'm like, we just playing, y'all. The money ain't, he got money in Jesus' name. The money not that much yet to go to Nigeria.
Right, no. But
we gonna have to save up a budget for a year, Jay Ball.
Gotta do something about that one. But I can tell you right now, the most things I feel is I'm ready to change my channel around. But a few things I want to do right now is ask Perpetua a few questions. Are you ready?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. All right. So, well, knowing me on middle school up until my year of being 19, and I'll be 20 next year, what have you noticed and what have you seen changed throughout the years of knowing me throughout my 19 years?
Oh, God.
Especially going through up until I started becoming a content creator. Once I found out you are a YouTuber yourself, what are some things you figured? Lord. Yeah, I know, right?
It's a lot. Do you want me to say everything, or just say like?
Uh-oh. You. Like what? What are you saying?
Okay. I'm so sorry, y'all. Because it's a lot. He's changed out. Okay. Okay. I'm going to say the con first, then I'm going to say the pro. So the con is back then, I remember, how to explain it? Oh, Lord. Jason's totally going to be like getting mad. I'm like, once we get on this podcast. So yeah, there's like pros and cons. So the cons is like, people used to feel that he used to be so much of only him, like, oh my gosh, like, for example, oh my gosh, you know, I got the best perfume ever. And, you know, I noticed that he changed that a lot. I noticed that he, because people started kind of feeling that way, he kind of changed and was like, you know what? I'm going to, like, change it where I'm going to start, instead of talking about me, I'm going to ask those people how they're doing, how their mental health, do they need help, and all of that. So I feel like he changed on that. And then the pro is, to be honest, his YouTube channel. I cannot stress this enough. He changed on his YouTube channel a lot. I remember Jay's Vlogs never used to know how to make a thumbnail. I remember Jay's Vlogs used to be like, I don't know how to make a thumbnail. I literally have to pay this person.
I used to sit in my room, like, try to thug it out.
Like, literally, I'm like, Petra, literally had to stay up all night because this is so stressful. Yeah. And all these videos are getting on my nerves. Oh my gosh, God help me. Like, he used to be so drained. At one point, I told him, you is going to kill yourself because of YouTube. My God. He said, Petra, you don't understand. I'm dedicated to it. And I'm like, YouTube, man, don't kill yourself because of YouTube. Like, when I tell y'all fans, if y'all know Jay's Vlogs behind the scenes, like I do, you would, like, it is, I can't even say 10 out of 10, gazillion over a gazillion percent amount of dedication he puts for y'all. Like, he is literally ready to not have no sleep for a whole month just to satisfy y'all. And, like, it shows his personality. It shows his character. It shows the kind of person he is. And it shows that he's the type of person he will fight thick and thin for the people that he cares and love about. And I've seen it for me. And I've seen it for myself. But, yeah, like, without saying all that he's changed on, but those are the two main that I can say, like, I've seen he's enormous. Enormously. I don't know if I'm saying it right, y'all. Please don't mind my English. I'm Nigerian. I got the accent. Is it enormously? Whatever.
Enormously.
Yes. Like, yeah, that. but he's changed enormously.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so sorry, y'all. But I can't, yeah, like, I feel like he's really changed on that. And he's, and yeah, like, those two, he's worked on, trust me, behind, if you're friends with Jay's Vlogs can take your nerves sometimes. You're going to be like, oh my gosh. But, like, you know, once you see the heart of jewel and the heart of gold he has, like, the annoyingness that he gives you just goes away. And, like, the love. Because, like, when I tell you, like, Jay's Vlogs is a heart of jewel, y'all. Like, y'all need to get to know the real Jay's Vlogs. Like, he is a heart of jewel. And he's a heart of gold. Huh?
I said they just see the content creator side.
Yeah, like, y'all see the cons. Like, you need to know the real. Like, come be on my side for a day. Like, it's just, he brings energy. Like, if I show y'all, like, the funny videos I have, oh my god, you know what I'm gonna do? Oh god, that just gave an idea. Oh yes, I'm
scared.
Yes, y'all. Yes, yes, we're gonna do the behind the scenes of Jay's Vlog, and I'm gonna have, like, photos and videos, ugly photos, funny photos. Yes, it's gonna be a good video. But yeah, like, you know, like, he's, as I said, he's a heart of jewel, and he brings blessings to his friends, and he brings advice. And, you know, sometimes he might give you that advice that you don't want to hear, and sometimes you'll be giving him that advice he don't want to hear. Like, oh, Jay's Law's like me, we hard-headed people. Like, we have a tendency of being hard-headed, but if he knows that you're coming from a good place, he'll sit down, he'll think about it, and he's like me. We'll sit down, we'll think about it. If we decide to take it, we'll take it. If we don't want to take it, but okay, peace out. Okay, whatever.
Literally.
You ain't gonna change it.
Right.
Okay.
Not gonna lie. There's a few things, especially, you know, I've been wanting, like, and I feel bad because, like, oh my gosh, you know, professor school, and I be wanting her to be, like, you know, ready to get back, and, like, if you were, like, if you were to graduate right now, I would have been, oh my gosh, I've been waiting, because I literally am looking at my notebook, because I wrote a whole list of YouTube ideas that I have super backed up that I planned on before I even, like, redecorate my channel and everything, because I made my new banner.
That's cute.
I know. It's like everything is changing, especially right now. So there's a few things that I was trying to get done. It says, like, my notebook says YouTube ideas May through June. So these are all the videos that I planned on doing up until the end of June, and then we're gonna refresh, plan, and then go from July to whatever the next month is. So
okay. That's
literally how my plan was gonna go.
I want sushi, y'all.
Ew, no.
I'm so sorry.
What I noticed about Petra, I didn't forget about her. Don't do that, because I didn't forget about my Petra. what I noticed about Petra is she's a tryhard. She tries a lot. She works up really, really hard on her videos. Out of all people, especially, like, you know, I had Giselle, I had Jackie, I had Tori, I had Day-Day. I had so many people that were, you know, YouTubers, but everybody gave up, and the only person that was really willing to try to manage to come back, because she knows she has a fans and that people really still like her content, is Petra. There was plenty of times that I wanted to leave and just wanted to, like, stop, because it's like, this is stressful, this is tiring, my head hurts, there's nobody to edit my videos, and I can't find anybody to edit my videos for me. I'd be up at, like, 12 to 2 o'clock in the morning, editing, like, 2 or 3 videos at a time. Knowing Perpetua is one of the most outgoing, funniest people you will ever meet. I remember we had similar situations going on, stressing about views and trying to get videos and trying to do this and trying to do that. Petra makes sure that even if she's sad or she's feeling down about something, she will make sure she will brighten your day. And that's me too, because I like to make y'all laugh. And that's what my job is. I like to make y'all laugh. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Yep, we gotta make y'all laugh.
As YouTubers, that's what we do. Y'all, for my last few things that I gotta say, actually, you know what? No. I'm going to turn it over, actually, to Perpetua. I'm gonna actually go ahead and turn it over to Perpetua so she can end it out for me. Any last few things before we end it out?
No, I mean, to me, what I would say is, what would your advice be? Because I know we do have people at our age that listen to us, and, you know, we have younger, you know, but what would your advice be to upcoming freshmen? Like, people, like, I'm going to say mine. My advice, as for someone that is currently my last year in high school, like, this is my last year, so yay! But
yeah,
coming from someone that has experience and has experienced technically, we can say all 4 years already, I will tell you, for freshmen, I will advise you that you take high school very serious. Now here, I'm not saying when I take it very serious, I mean still have fun, still go to homecoming, still go to homecoming games, like, you know, still experience all the fun, but don't let your grades drop slide. Take your grades like as if they are your life. Like, if your grades go low, you're gonna die. Don't be like Petra. When I say don't be like Petra, we'll talk more about this on another podcast, but what I would say don't be like Petra is there were multiple things I personally wish I didn't be in high school. Like, for example, I was that high school student that never went to no parties, never went to homecoming, even though I was on the cheerleading team, never went to homecoming. The only time I went to games was when I had to cheer. If I didn't have to cheer, you would never see me at a game. You would never see me. Like, I was that, like, high school student that did not have fun. I was that high school student that was on my grades, like, grades, grades, grades. Like, I was that student that studied, literally. Study, take a test. Went home, relaxed, sleep, went to church, choir, you know, cheerleading practice, go to cheerleading games, and then boom, come home. That was my life. My life was not that, like, life of where, you know, you go to student council and you have fun and you go to FBLA meetings. Like, I didn't know what it means to have fun in high school. Yeah, cheerleading, you know, but cheerleading was also not it for me because, yes, I loved cheerleading, but I also went through a lot in cheerleading, which would be another thing I'll talk about in another podcast with Jace Vlogs. Who knows? But, you know, there was a lot I went through in cheerleading. And to cut the story short for cheerleading, I loved cheerleading. You tell Perpetua to do a toe touch, Perpetua's doing a toe touch. You tell Perpetua to do a high V, Perpetua's doing a high V. But in the process, there were some things that happened, like bullying. And at one point, it just wasn't for me. And, you know, it came to the point, I decided I'm going to take a break. But that shall be talked about on another podcast. So back to my advice to freshmen. What I would say, as I said, what I'll tell freshmen is live it. As I say, live it, boo. I learned it from one of my friends that graduated. Shout out to Janaya, girl. I'm going to miss her. She said, live it, boo. Live it. Like, live it to the fullest. Like, I'm telling you, live it. Make sure your grades are good. Like, because what I would tell you is if you don't start from your freshman year, when you get to me and Jay's Vlogs that graduated, it's going to be hard because your freshman year is the year. According to parents, they say you, I'm not going to curse on here, but they say you blop it up, you blop it up. You blop it up, you just ruin half of your life. You ruin like a chunk piece of it. So your freshman year is really important. And that's why I'm going to advise rising freshmen. Take your grades very serious. Build it up so that when you enter your senior year, you can have the most fun of your life. But don't wait till your senior year to have all those fun. Start experiencing it freshman year. But then also don't let the fun consume you. Don't let it consume you.
Right.
Yeah. Let it be half of you. And then for my juniors, get prepared because physics is going to be hard. I am not going to kid you. You are going to have an emotional breakdown. Unless you're good at science, you're going to cry in physics. But
if you're like me, you know, you study and, you know, you find a way, and, you know, people like me that are not physics people, science people, you study, you make a way, you find a way to pass the class. But for juniors, you know, have the fun, but, you know, don't give up. I feel like the junior year is the year, yes, your freshman year you worked, but your junior year is where you're like, work, like you're at the end, so you're working, so like you're working to get to that senior part where you can just be like, oh yes, now I'm taking a cup of water, a fresh cool ice of cold water, and I can relax a little bit. Now senior year, I know Jay's Laws is going to tell you, it doesn't mean relax your senior year, but you know, you get to at least relax more than you would your junior year.
Yeah, just a little bit, but not as much as you really think, for real, because, you know, it's like, you can't slack off so much, but you can, just a little bit, just to the point where it's just like, oh, okay, but still, you need to get your grades up, and, you know, not really focus on, like, being around a whole lot of people, because little do you know, people is going to, you know, be like, oh, come with us over here. No. Listen here, Sally Joe.
Bad spirit.
Don't do that, Sally Joe. You need to go back in there. Go do that science project. You know that was due like months ago. You need to go back up in there and go turn it in. Don't do that, Sally Joe.
I'm telling you. Trust me, y'all. I've experienced it. And it's a lot to talk about when it comes to advising, you know, freshmen, sophomore, and juniors, you know. But trust me, there's some, I call them bad spirit friends. Bad spirit. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, I experienced this so many years. Like, you just have that bad spirit friend. That is like, oh yeah, let's go party. But if you're like me and you African, there ain't nothing like partying. So,
right.
Ain't got no reason but to tell the bad spirit, sorry, I can't go unless I don't want to live in that house.
Yeah.
Unless I don't want to live. But you know,
I want to. And I love you guys super, super, super so much. Like, I love everybody on here so much. And I am so surprised that it went this far. I am taking a lot of notes on everything that we had talked about. I'm also going to, once this is over, you guys, I'm also going to shoot out everybody a message on, launching a few things. Ooh, I'm saying a lot of stuff that I really was trying not to say, but I'm too excited because I am burning of like a lot of fun things that I'm trying to do with this channel, y'all. I am trying to tell y'all, I'm so excited. But anyways, I can't wait to do a lot of more videos and podcasts and everything like that. And yeah, anything else, Professor, before we go?
No, all I'm gonna tell you, last but not least, know that the friends you graduate high school with are most likely all not going to be your friends that you're going to be friends with. Your friends will change. I guarantee you. I experienced.
You ain't going to be with junior, these people anymore.
You're really not. Like, Jay's Vlogs will tell you. And like, how many, like, Jay's Vlogs, now I got a question, another question for you. Last question. How many friends did you graduate with that you're, are you cool with all the friends you graduated with? So let's just make the question easier.
Not really, no.
Everyone's moving on
with their lives.
Everyone's moving on because you have some people that are, for example, moving to Babahoom University. We got another person going to Kagazoom University. Sorry, I'm just coming up with names. You know, then you got people going to Pink and White University and Kazoom Tatum University. Ain't no one got time to focus on the friends they graduated from Patrick's Gazillion Katoom High School. You know, we all focusing on college.
not the people we graduated with. So, yeah, like, just be aware. You're going to find, I feel like the year you start finding the real friends you're going to graduate with, to be honest, maybe it was for me. I found the main one person in my school. I'm not going to exclude him. I'm going to say his name because I don't think he's going to want me to say his name.
Right.
But, you know, there's just this one boy in my life. But, yeah, I can say for him, I know me and him are really close. He graduated the same year as Jay's Vlogs, and me and him have been close. And, like, that's the one person I know that, besides Jay's Vlogs, that is a guy in my life that I know that, hey, after high school, y'all are going to be, I'm going to be close with. And I'm just happy that I'm close with them. So I can say the year you're going to find out the main people you're going to be close with is between your junior year, your ending of your junior year, or the middle of your junior year coming into your senior year.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, other than that, I wish y'all all nothing but the best. And, you know, pay attention to school, upcoming seniors. Congratulations. We're here. We did it. Upcoming freshmen, congratulations to y'all for entering high school. It is one path, and, you know, this is just one phase of your life. You still have many more. And yeah, Petra Love was so honored to be on this amazing podcast. And every time I make a podcast with Jay's Vlogs, it's just things just come to my mind all the time. And I'm just always happy, excited, and blessed, and feel honored to come on an amazing, lovely podcast like this. And thank you so much, Jay's Vlogs, for having me. Like, thank you. And I couldn't
be thank you. I do appreciate it. Y'all, please subscribe to her YouTube channel, and I can't wait to make more podcasts with Perpetua Love. Once again, y'all, please follow her on Instagram, TikTok, and everything like that. Her business is up, y'all. Y'all need to go support my girl, and I can't wait to see y'all again. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Good enough to reach. Stretch out savings. Staying on